So, Josh, this agreement, which Ginta's lawyer signed off on 3 weeks ago and which was first reported by WMUR last night, was a long time coming. Can you walk us through this?
Sure, Peter. The agreement, which took effect last week, details that between June 2009 to September 2010, Frank Ginta received 10 checks, 9 from his mother, 1 from his father, totaling $381,000. These checks were drawn on accounts bearing his parents' names. Ginta cashed the checks and then loaned $355,000 of it to his campaign. According to the FEC agreement, Ginta contends he gave the FEC, quote, documents, financial data, and materials that show that he had an equitable interest in the funds loaned to his campaign, that the accounts were, quote, in the nature of family funds enhanced by the contributions Ginta had made to the family funds.
Okay, so to translate, the money, according to Ginta, wasn't simply his parents writing checks and him just funneling it to his campaign.
That's what he says. He says the checks were written to him, but the so-called family accounts also held money that Ginta himself had contributed. He argued his personal contributions to those accounts, when you include the interest, actually exceeded the $350,000 loaned to his campaign. But according to the FEC, all of the $355,000 amounted to, quote, excessive contributions and thus must be repaid.
This has been a long time in the making. What is the backstory here?
Well, the issue first arose back in the summer of 2010 when Frank Ginta's loans to his campaign began to attract attention from Republican rivals. In late July, Ginta had submitted an amended financial disclosure form. It listed a previously undisclosed bank account containing between $250,000 and $500,000. Ginta's Republican rivals, and recall he was in a hotly contested primary at the time, repeatedly asked him to detail the source of these funds. Ginta said a number of things, that he earned the money from investments in the stock market and through real estate and also through work. And as for the newly disclosed account itself, he first said he'd forgotten that he had it and then that he inadvertently left it off his earlier disclosures. And this later explanation is also what he told the FEC. But throughout that summer of 2010 and since, really, there was speculation that he received the money from his parents. Back then, he ended up flatly denying it. But earlier, he mostly tried to dodge the question. Here's NHPR's John Greenberg asking Frank Ginta about it that August.
Did your parents gift you a great deal of money?
I'm going to focus on the issues of economy and jobs and moving this country forward.
Did your parents gift you a great deal of money? I didn't hear an answer.
I've already addressed the matter that you're trying to talk about.
That was Frank Ginta and NHPR's John Greenberg in August of 2010. Now, Ginta narrowly made it through the GOP primary and the general election. Democrats really tried to push Ginta on this, didn't they?
Well, they did. They wanted to get the U.S. attorney to launch a criminal investigation. And Carol Shea Porter, the Democratic incumbent, tried hard to make this a big issue. Here is she and Ginta in their final debate that year, broadcast on Channel 9.
Don't you want to clear this up? And will you show everybody your bank account with just that money in it, nothing else, but just to prove that this is not an illegal contribution?
I have complied with the rules and the regulations that the FEC has asked me to. And I am standing on principle because at some point, you need to not do what is politically correct, but what is personally correct.
Okay, so for Ginta, this issue has been out there for every one of his runs for Congress. It was there in 2010 when Ginta won. It was there in 2012 when Shea Porter beat him in their rematch. And then in 2014 when Ginta took the seat back. And the FEC was investigating this whole time?
Well, not sure if they were investigating the whole time, but the case was certainly open, and it was open during a time of real partisan gridlock at the FEC, so a lot of cases dragged on. And I think it's fair to say that over time, few people outside of politics really paid much attention after a while. If you brought this issue up among Republicans, some would say they never bought Ginta's explanations, but few were vocal publicly. Democrats, meanwhile, were eager to bring the issue up whenever they had a chance. And over time, Frank Ginta was, you know, really increasingly bold about claiming the issue had been resolved and that it was a distraction, and even going on offense whenever it was brought up. Here he is during his final debate with Carol Shea Porter in 2014.
The reality is this is becoming nothing more than political posturing. The Democratic Party has done this in the state of New Hampshire against other candidates and across the country.
That was Frank Ginta last fall. The matter with the FEC is now settled. Ginta will pay a $15,000 fine and get a year to repay the $355,000 he loaned to his campaign. But the issue is not gone, I would guess.
No, Peter. And assuming Frank Ginta runs for re-election, I think we'll hear plenty more about it. And it'll be interesting to see when Frank Ginta next has a public appearance.
NHPR's Josh Rogers. Josh, thanks very much.
You're welcome.